Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me? Those who are watching on the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. Now, Pastor Paul Akimoto and the other members, 64 members, are now is being sent to Israel. And for several hours from now, five and a half hours later, New Year's service will be held at the Lake of Galilee, and God is going to give us the words of the New Year for our church and our group. And please pray so that you can receive God's words for the new year. This is the words for that church. And also, God is going to give to each one of us, going to give us the words for this year to each one of us. I'd like to open the Bible, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 through 16. I'm going to read Hebrews 11, 13 through 16. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Today I'm going to speak from these verses. Before that, we'd like to dedicate the money, one-tenth of our income of this church, for the works outside of the church. Please pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are always giving us what we need. In 2016, thank you for blessing you financially in this year and in this month. I'm going to give one-tenth of our income for the works outside of the church. Please receive this money and bless it and use it for the advancement of your kingdom. We have come into a new year. Please bless the church finance and bless us, each one of us, spiritually and financially. We believe it and we thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We have come into a new year, 2016, November 1st, from this day we have come into the new year, and God is preparing wonderful blessings, and please stand up and give Lord the thanksgiving. And that he's going to bless us in this new year. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we have started a new year. Thank you that you're preparing the wonderful things for us. And you're going to give us a wonderful things which surpasses all our understanding. In the works and we can see the miracles in this year. We thank you for that. Thank you that you have preparing us one thing, the very best thing. Please sit down. We are studying that to believe that we have already received. If it's God's will, we can pray so that and give thanks to God that we have already received. The messages in the Galilee and Jerusalem are now being broadcast on the internet. The one thing I realized, it was November 1st in the evening's meeting. Last week, Pastor Paul Akimoto prayed for the eye and the ear, for a person who is suffering from disease in the ear and eyes. Pastor Timothy Kobayashi and she was healed a little bit, but she rejoices very much, and it is influencing the people around her. And I was given the desire to communicate, to translate, to transmit the blessings of Thanksgiving. This morning, I came, and yesterday, Pastor Akimoto spoke at the Russian Jewish Church. And Pastor Paul Akimoto delivered a message of thanksgiving. A certain company, enterprise, said that he didn't have a burden for the work of the Japanese orphanage. And I think God is giving us, God has given us the calling of blessings, teach about the Thanksgiving, teaching of the Thanksgiving. Through God taught us through Pastor Marinka Lothers, and I wondered if it's the bliss, if it's the calling from God to teach to others about the teaching of thanksgiving. And it was told that the teaching of the thanksgiving is very, very important. And when I think about our teaching of the thanksgiving as a calling from God, as a church, as a group, we have a calling to teach about the teaching, to teach about I met Hisako Tsukuba, who was a former actress and now a producer of a movie. And she's more than 80 years old, but she looks very young. And she's trying to make a movie in the Hollywood about the movie about Shiro Amakusa. Hisako Tsukuba, I asked her what was the message that she'd like to teach to others, and what is the message that you would like to give to others, give to the people? And she said it's the eternal life. And her son committed a suicide when it happened, the event of the Chernobyl event happened. For 2 hours, I had an interview with Hisako Tsukuba. I didn't have time to teach about the Thanksgiving, teaching of the Thanksgiving. I wish I had. Of course, we proclaim the gospel, and of course, we have to speak about charismata. And we have to, about the end of the world, we have to teach the teaching of obedience to the Lord. And also we have to teach about the thanksgiving. And it's a point for the events which happened in the past. It's the truth written in the Bible. From the end of the year of last week through the beginning of this year, I wondered what was the the calling that God has given me. And for each one of us, without exception, there is no partiality for God. For each one of us, every one of us, God has a plan and wonderful, best plan for each one of us. Then what is the blessing of God? And that is, in many cases, in any case, it's the word from God. Therefore, and when we receive the words from God, and the words which Pastor Akimoto is going to speak in the New Year's service is the word of calling, word of the for this group for this year. But God also has a specific a personal words and words to, for each one of us. For each one of us, we can receive God's word. And I talked about the Russian Jews. And wonderful things about the word is that the, is the word of God. Having a word of God is very, very. And tomorrow, the pastor, Jewish pastor, the Russian Jewish pastor is going to come to our meeting, and he's going to speak to us. For 30 years, and after 30 years, the words was fulfilled. You may be younger than 30 years old. When the God's word was spoken, if it's truly coming from God, it's going to be fulfilled, and it's being fulfilled, and we are an eyewitness to those works of God. To receiving words of God is very, very important. So please ask God for the word, and receive the word for you. And bearing a cross will be allowed to happen. You are going to bearing a cross, work of the bearing of a cross will be we cannot bear our cross for ourselves and our own power, strength. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 through 16. From last year to this year, as we turn back, I went to Israel team last year, and I felt very strongly that the present, the eternity, I thought about eternity very much. And Saul, Samuel, Pastor Samuel Suga passed away, and Pastor Miki, who was very energetic, he passed away. And where we should we put? Where should we turn our eye? We should turn our eyes to eternity. And in that, Pastor Paul Akimoto, in the long span, we will be able to understand what we don't understand in the short span. So not a short span, but in the larger, longer span, and span of eternity, we should look at things. And the second coming of Christ, God spoke to us about it. When we prayed in Mount Olive, and it rained very hard, and we had to go to Seven Arches Hotel, when we were looking outside of the window, and there was a church of Ascension, and Pastor Akimoto called it a church of Second Coming, because Jesus is going to come, just as they saw Jesus ascend into heaven. And we looked at the Ascension, Church of Ascension. There appeared the rainbow over it. It was the second personally, when I went to the Golden Gate, and I passed through the Golden Gate, God spoke to me that the Second Coming is very close. And there is God spoke to me about the Second Coming. And two important callings for our church is the revival at the end times and the work of the end times. The book of the End of the World was published, and calling has been spoken to us. And through, as I turn back the 1 year now, Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem. This is the second service. We sang many songs concerning the heavenly Jerusalem, because God has opened our eyes for heavenly Jerusalem, and this is our hometown, country. This is the our place where we should live. We are going to live forever. Where is your hometown? Where is your hometown? I don't have any hometown, because I moved so much, so many times, that I don't have a place where I can call my hometown. But Jerusalem, and I decided that I would call my birth, my hometown, Nagasaki, and Jerusalem. God has told me to speak about this. On this earth, God, we have a calling from God on this earth. Where should we stand? Where are we standing? And God says, verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. These people means Enoch and Noah and Sarah and Abraham and the like, and the others. These people did not have not received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. So these people were pilgrims and strangers on the earth. Strangers means that he's traveling and he is at this place God is leading us so that God told us to start the new year in November, and we started having morning services in Jerusalem and also in Galilee. There are some people who are listening to me now in Japan and also in the United States. And the place where you are now is the that is the that is the hometown. That is the this is not a hometown. So our walk on the earth is our walk as a strangers and the pilgrims on the earth. I'm going to read on in verse 16. But now they desire a better country that is unheavenly. When we walk on the earth, where is the purpose, where is the goal, where is our goal? And that is heavenly country, a better country. That is a heavenly country. So for example, if you have a hometown, home country of Kumamoto, is here it says that the better country is the heavenly country. The heavenly country is the better than our hometown. And we earn. They desire a better country. For this 1 year, God opened this thing in our hearts. Verse 16 says, God hath prepared for them a city. So we are the strangers and pilgrims on this earth, and we are going to go back to heaven, a better country, a better city. That is the heavenly Jerusalem, and we desire that country, and that is a wonderful work. Why are we here on this earth? That is, one thing is to proclaim the gospel, and we teach about thanksgiving, about the end of the world, and obedience to God. And we should fulfill our calling on this earth. The work of the 26 martyrs is was founded on the heavenly thing. And the small children like Dorko Ibaraki, he obeyed God, and he rejected the offer of Hanzaburo. And he said, let's go to heaven, paraiso, heaven, with me. He was obviously looking at the heaven. Around us, Jackie and Julieta, they are now in heaven. And in that, they were looking at the heaven. They were thinking that they thought that they were strangers and they were pilgrims on the earth. The Jerusalem in heaven will be opened, and what it means is that it changes our life on the earth. If we really understand that there is a heavenly country for us, it is going to influence our lives on the earth. We don't know when we go back to heaven, but in that, on this earth, God is putting us as strangers and pilgrims, and God has sent us on this earth. We'd like to fulfill the calling of God, and I would like to go back to heaven and meet Jesus. Jesus wouldn't blame us for not fulfilling our callings, but we would like to fulfill our callings on the earth. We are just strangers and pilgrims on the earth, and we are going back to heaven. Heavenly Jerusalem, we have to be sure of that and do the things that God told us to do. It's a very important thing. I'd like to there is a movie in the United States, I am not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. About 15 years ago, there was an event of machine gun. He was a Christian, and he was shot for the first time. I haven't seen that movie yet. He was shot first. It was kind of like Julieta. We don't know when that the end time will come for our lives. So we are strangers and we are pilgrims on the earth. And God told us that your life will be like 26 martyrs, that of 26 martyrs. And they fulfilled their calling. And they desired the heavenly Jerusalem. If it's a teaching of thanksgiving, we would like to teach to others about the thanksgiving, teaching of the thanksgiving. To each one of you, God is giving you, God is, has given you a wonderful calling. Remember that we are strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for this New Year's service. Thank you that you are leading the New Year's service in Galilee through this period of Israel team. Help us so that we can receive from you the words for each one of us. Thank you, Lord. Give us the thank you that you are going to speak to us about the calling for each one of us. Help us so that we can fulfill your calling on this earth. I'm going to pray for the sick. First, let's have a time of repentance. If we have sins, our prayers will not be opened. I'm going to pray for the sick. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being here. You are the Lord of you are the healer. I am the Lord who heals you, God said. Thank you that you are filling this church. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you were put on the cross with our disease. Please touch each one of us so that it will be healed. By the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed. I command your body and health and mind to be healed. Somebody's lower back is aching. I command this lower back to be healed. Somebody's throat and the nausea. I command the pain in the throat be healed. And this nausea, you be healed in the name of Jesus. Somebody is being depressive, be healed in the name of Jesus. Touch each one of us, our body and our mind. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Let's stand up and let's sing Hallelujah together.
イエスキリストの恵み、父なる神のご愛、聖霊の親しき御交わりが私たち一人一人とともに、また教会に集われた一同とともに、今のうちも常世までも豊かに溢れるばかりありますように。
Please sit down. I'm going to make some announcements on the weekly bulletin. First is November 31st through October 31st through November 12th. Israel team will be sent. Is being sent. Second, today it's New Year's service. Next week will be the New Year's service too. General Assembly of the Church will be held on December 3rd from 11 o'clock. The George J. Gospel Fest will be held on the 23rd of November. Fifth Kokoro Gospel Concert will be held on 24th of December. November 12th, we're going to have a healing ministry meeting. 18, from 18:30. We don't have any prayer meeting this afternoon. There are various classes. Please attend. Announcement. And this Saturday we are going to have a healing ministry meeting from Arachikawa Music.